This year, Mamel Chafei Teve Seitov Shimem Al, January 1st, 1981, on Thursday, continued.
What significance is the fact that the first moment, at first, it was there was a new one. There was a new one that was Chamsom Erubo Mitzios. And then it put up one strip of Schach beneath. So, at the time when it put up the first strip of Schach beneath the new one, so then the strip of Schach by itself did not have Tzilsom Erubo Chamsom. But together with the branch of new one, it constituted Tzilsom Erubo Chamsom. So at that time, it had significance. So in many ways, it became possible. So in other words, we explained about the money. What significance is it? You see, the machlokes between the law and principles is on the question when you have schach kosher, you need schach kosher. And the schach kosher is by itself, is still some ruba mechamsa. So the longest of Rashi is that it's possible above everything that is Hamsun Mitzil, so is ignored, is negated, is the manless. And the reverse says just the reverse. That is Tzachkosha beneath the Tzachkosha is Kimanuas. So the question is, which one do we say Kimanuas? That's the Machlokes between the longest of Rashi and Tzitzis on one end, and the wonders of the report of the Ezri, the Ram, and that. So the Ramoyah says it all depends. If the Yivon is killing his Schach, and then he puts up one strip of Schach, and until he put up that strip of Schach, so it was Hamsom Rumi Tzilsom. But then when he put one strip of Schach, just beneath it, with the other strips of Schach not yet being put out. So at that time, it became Tzutzum Ruben Mechamsa. So remember, we cannot say the branch, since there was a moment when the strip of Schach together with the branch of the tree above it constituted supply Tzutzum Ruben Mechamsa. So remember, we cannot negate the identity and the existence of the branch of it. That's the significance. This is how we explain. So the test of what significance there is it? Is it because Rishon Rishon Kotei, Uchshechofton Achvoschol, Eben Bo Etaydi, Lechichol Etzilei, Vechidigui Etaydi Tali Emilse, Vavkares Kosei Vishputi, Vishreva Vneim Kibisom. So we explain, the Barmoyas Pshat in Chofton is that it means he knocked off a substantial number of the leaves of the Anoch. So it's Migale Das. So what's the significance of Migale Das? In other words, it's only question whether he can negate the existence of the branch of Yivon. So let's say, according to Rashi Tosfos, we always negate the existence and identity of the branch of Yivon. Since the Schar beneath it has built some Ruba Mechamsa, and the Schar Posel, the branch of Yivon, is Chamsa Ruba Mechamsa. So it's even less. That's the longest of Rashi, that's the Svore of Rashi. And the Svore of the Rebor is just the other way. That any portion of Schach that is beneath Schach also is Kimanuas. So the Ramoya says, if it's Chokhto, so in other words, so it's Migale Das, that he's not interested in the shame cast by the branch of the Yilom that hovers above pieces of Schach. So in Melee, then we can say that the branch of the tree is Kimanuas. We just ignore the existence. We don't recognize it. Because inasmuch as the person himself indicated that he is not concerned, he's not interested in any shame being cast by the branch of the tree. But he knocked off a substantial number of leaves. So it is obvious that he's not interested in that shame supplied by the branch of the tree. So maybe we can say it numbers. But the Raya Yisraeli can Wir können nur in einem Tag sein, weil keine so große Studie wie ich selber bin. Ich bin so, wie man es am Sonntag benehmt, ich schäme auch, nicht mal Kind, ich muss nach Kessel oder Wische, weil du nicht mutig bist, ich komme Kessel, 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 Er kommt aber auch mal, so hier, at one moment, this Achkosha, the branch of the tree, combined with the strip of Achkosha, to come to supply, so it remains possible along the way. So the question is, why does the Rebbe say, I'm coming to cause it is putting, v'niach rebach, the Mishnah says, v'niach tap this word, v'niach rebach the Mason. So then he puts in the rebach, in the Havi, he puts in Pasuk, Psal that means Chakosha, so that it is kosher, but there was a moment before he was able to put in, you know, all the Psalm, the Kain, in the Rebach. So when the Tzilts of Mubam Chamso was constituted through the Tzilt of the Shpudim and the Kain. So I thought, oh, my God, he should remain possible and aware, even though later on at the end he puts in enough psal in the Rebach, so that without recourse to the Shpudim, there will be still some of the so. That's his kasha. But the way we explain for Amoya, he doesn't present any kasha. Because the reason as to why the Amoya passes it without photo, is because since there is Shachkosha, Shachkosha believes, Shachkosel believes the branch of a tree, so maybe that's the manual lesson. But why shouldn't we say that the branch is the manual lesson? So Amoya says, in view of the fact there was a moment when there was very little Shachkosha, and the Tzilts of the Umar Chamso was constituted as a result of the combination of this strip of Shach and that, so maybe we cannot deny its existence. So since he cannot deny its existence, so maybe it's possible. If we cannot deny, if we cannot negate the identity and existence of this branch, so maybe this is Kimanoes. Masha'inti by Mikare Sukhosi Mishpudim. So truly he cannot deny the existence and the identity of the Shpud. But the Psal, exclusive of the Shpud, is enough to supply it in some room of Hamsa. So maybe it's kosher. So there's no kasher. All right. Aber ze klal bod ki meivam lo yitzliya b'chei b'shom. I mean, it's not the only time that Rambam criticizes the Baal HaMoed. So, v'onu kvo prashnu kol zer l'maylo b'dach ha'chiz shelo l'rishi kehenke no chisho. U'ma she'om ha'bisoy, she'im sichach yilchosim, ma'akim hitlo l'ogefe, oi tachas asrach, imo imo on chamsi yirubo mitzilse, avo pi shaloi, chota kobatolo, iskoshya, yiru yose srach posu, nubato srach kosha shekhen, shekinei. So then the Baal HaMoed, ad achilish, dach so many chidushim in the Baal HaMoed, that if the srach is kibim yirubo, so then we don't have to resort to chvara. Because if the branch of the tree is chamsom yirubo mitzilse, chamsom yirubo mitzilse, And the schach that preceded the hovering by the branches of the tree is still some of the chamso. So then, in such a case, we can say that the upper piece, the branch of the tree, is kimanos. Since this suke had enough shade before there was a hovering by branches, so then the Baal HaMoed agrees with the svore of Tetzes and Rashi that we can just negate the existence and the identity of the branches of the tree, because who needs it? We had enough sail before he pushed over the branches over the suke. So remember, then later on he started to pull over the branch over the suke, over the schach. So we say, nonetheless, this is the Baal HaMoed's word. So he said, ומה שאומר אביסי, שימשיך לך ללחוס, רק אם לא עוקב, הוא יתחס השכח, By itself gives you some room to come so. But if there is a piece of schach, a piece of schach above it, that is come so over its also, but that negates the identity and the significance of the portion of schach, of the kshero, of the tachteino, because there is something that hovers above it, even though usually the tachteino, the schach tachteino is placed before the ring, usually. And still it is possible. So we see, so that's a raya against the longness of the blood. Alright. We start with Sakura, it wasn't my, because it's Sakura, it's not possible. We need to see the Shio Kosha, a Tachteno, Sakh Kosha. What do you mean, Shio Kosha, Tachteno, Sakh Kosha? It means that the Tachteno, the Sakh of the Tachteno, also becomes possible. Why does it become possible? Because the fact that there is schach possible above this portion of the tachteino, so remember that negates the tachteino as if it had been taken away. And if it had been taken away, and without the portion of the tachteino, so the other portions of schach that are not beneath the tachteino, so do not yield till tomorrow comes. The Maikoyo, the Asuki Azeis, who perish. Who perish. But of all, Shatakteno Kimoleleno. Shatakteno Kimoleleno. The only. But, you see, there is no kashe against the Lamoya. You see, the Raibet is massing against the Lamoya on the basis from the point of view of his Gyose, which was Ashe's Gyose. But the Lamoya had Rabbetam's Gyose and Rabbetam Shite. So, according to Rabbi Tam, so schach kosher with my own chof is not considered a schach kosher in any way. So that there is no hasogodia. That means, so it's really no hasogodia. He's mentioning the raya from his own perspective, the raya. But according to the Balamoyer's Gyose, which is the sheet of Rabbi Tam, so there we don't have schach kosher hovering above schach kosher. Because Lemayon Mechov is only possible if the whole Schach is Lemayon Mechov. But if there is a mixed Schach Lemayon Mechov, then even the portion of Lemayon Mechov is Schach Kosha. So there is no problem. Alright, then, we say that the Miyomim Hatil Ravashi, don't worry, Dalia, the Lemayon Mechov, Kina Kuru Kor, Yesh Olam Mizir, so they will come in Sachar Mechove, and Lemayon Yoda, we keep him Schach Limon, we say the word of them. We coach the Divracha Shkos. Divracha Shkos are that's the Ramitab. Right, you know, he knocks down everybody. So the Balmoyeya mentioned the Chiluk between Kidmos Sukho Mishach and Kidmos Shach Leilom and Kidem Ilom Mishach. Only in regard to the case where the Ilon is Hamsam Rubam Mitzus. But if the Ilon by itself is Simsam Rubam Hamsa, then the Rabbiya says that even if it's Kitmos Chach Ilon, it's also possible. Why is it possible there? For a different reason. Because of the Psul of Subetahas Ilon as such, that we learn out from the Posik Mishikas. So we saw, that the Balmoya is heavily kamishite of the Masho and the Masho's Torah, that the Atloge is required even in the case of Sukkot HaKasiyon. So the Balmoya Shite is like the Ritual, that Atloge is required, whether it's Atloge of Tefach, Kotloch, and Tenkloch. So Atloge is only required in the case of Sukkot HaKasiyon, where both Sokhis are Sokhis Chiris. But in the case of Sukkot HaKasiyon, so there, it's considered Shnei Schochim even without that law. Just one second, see if you can see. So, that's what the Balmoya says. So even though Ramuya himself recognizes a distinction between Kidin Ischach Leilon or Kidin Leilon Ischach, Leilon Ischach, but he only recognizes that distinction as being of significance only in the case where the Leilon is Hamsa Mehuba Mitzilza. But in the case where the Leilon above is Zilza Mehuba Hamsa, then it doesn't make any difference. Even if it's Kidin Ischach Leilon, it's still possible. Not on the basis of Mitzahus, Chakosh, and Chakoshia, but on the score of the Psul of Bisukas, the Roy Sukha Tarazimo. Then he mentions the Shite Dat Acherim, and there's the Shite of Kabbalatam, who applies a distinction between Kidin Mishach or Yimon, and Kidin Yimon Mishach, even in the case where the Yimon is still some of the house. Like the Mashok, and from the time, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Shite of the Mashok and the Mashok's brother, that in order to be able to apply the Psul of Sukkot HaKasimah as such, then there must be a plot. Plot it, one tefach, four tefachim, ten tefachim. Most of the Shem passed by Shmuel, so ten tefachim. So that's the Shita from the time. So the Haide, he says, we say the Lord both of them. We call him the Racha Shikosa. That's the Rabbinatan. Certainly because he applied the distinction between Yimon and Tilo Ischach, even in the case where the branches of the tree are set upon the Hamsa. So he said, we call him the Racha Shikosa. They, Mihibre, Atzme Yokosha. So then he mentions, according to his own gears, the Mahamoya has the gears of Ramitam. So according to Mahamoya's gears in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, the only thing that Tachteno Sheva and Yena Psilo, if Tachteno is still some Ruba Mechamsa, Tachteno is still some Ruba Mechamsa, the Yena Mechamsa Ruba Mitzilso, and Yena Mechamsa Ruba Mitzilso, and the Yena, so according to Mahamoya's gears, Ramitam's gears in the Gemara, so the Yena is a mile. So it's still kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the lino has no intrinsic psul. That's why it's kosher. Because it's only possible machmas gabus. So in the case, and that's how the Tam Shite, so in the case where I have a lower level layer of schach, the matam chol, so then the lino is not psul either. The implication being that if the lino would have an intrinsic psul, then the tachteno would be possible. Even though the Tachteino by itself is still some of the Chamso, and even though usually the Tachteino Schach is placed before the Lino Schach is placed. I mean, that's already from his own perspective, from the Balamoya's Gerse, from the point of view of the Balamoya's Gerse, he mentions a right. Because the Mirmia says, Tachteino Sheva Lino Psulo, why? According to Balamoya's own pshat. Why is the Tachteino Sheva? Because the Elieno has no intrinsic soul. The implication being that if the Elieno would have an intrinsic soul, then the Tachteino would also be possible. Even though the Tachteino by itself is still some Ruben Chamsa, still it would be possible. So it's contrary to the law, yeah? But usually, the Schach Tachteino is placed before the Schach Elieno is placed, so what would be the talents? What answer would the Bahamoya give the Haile? The Bihami has reference to the case when the Bihami says, Tomim Shetachteino Ksheva, the Lieno Psula, when the Tachteino by itself is still some Ruben Chamsa, and the Lieno is Chamsa Ruben Mitzilsa, and the Lieno is a Lion of Hobbes, and the Tachteino is Ksheva. Tachteino Ksheva, why? Because the Lieno has no intrinsic Psula, it's only possible Machmas Gabus. So in this case, it's not possible. The implication being that if the Aleno would have an intrinsic psul, even though the Tachteino by itself would give Tzilzum Ruben Chamso, it would be possible. So that's only in the case, Rabbi Yonye has reference to the case where he placed the Aleno before the Tachteino. By a person. Usually, when a person puts up a Sacha thing in Sachalino. So he puts out the lower level Sach first, and then the upper level Sach. But Abiria, when he says that, has reference to the case where he put up the Lino, the upper level Sach first, and then the lower level Sach first. So it is kosher in this case only because of the fact that the Lino has no intrinsic tzur. But if the Lino would have an intrinsic tzur, and he would place the Lino first, so then the Tachteno would be possible, even though the Tachteno by itself gives Tzilts of Ulbachach. This is what the bond is. Alright. So we see, I mean, the Raivet is more machmir. The Raivet is more machmir than most Rishayim. Because the Raivet applies the Svore. The Raivet applies the Svore of the Abiyaz. He applies the Svore of the Abiyaz. And in other words, the Svore of the Abiyaz and the report that where it is that even when the on the roof of the Chamsa by itself, without it. That's the oneness of the Aries. Is the on the roof of the Chamsa by itself, without the Lino. And the Lino by itself is Chamsa on the roof of Mitzilso. And even though it's Kipo, Sukko, Meilo, so even in that case, it is possible. Even in that case, it is possible. Even in that case, it is possible. Alright. Now, that's the right. Now, there is one thing that we did not spell out when we went over the Balamoya, and I think that we analyzed the Balamoya thoroughly, but there is one thing that I forgot to point out in the Balamoya. There is another shaykh that has to be discussed, and you'll see in the Gemara. I don't know if I'm able to cover that Gemara today. So, you'll see there is a machlokes rishonim on that question. So far we saw that there is a machlekes between the Masho and the Ritvo, and the Masho Shite is not the Masho Shite, it's the Rabbetam Shite. That's Rabbetam Shite. So there is a machlekes between the Rabbetam and the Ritvo as to whether this requirement of a floki, one tefra, dalet vochi, ten vochi, whether it applies only to the case of Sukkot HaKasikot, but to the case of Sukkot HaKasimon, it doesn't apply, or it applies even to the case of Sukkot. It applies even to the case of Sukkot Tachas, of Sukkot Tachas. So the Ritvo says, by it only applies to Sukkot Tachas, because by Sukkot Tachas, in view of the fact that it's Shach, is Shach Kosher. So without that logge, it's one thick piece of Shach. Without a floge, so it's one thick piece of schach. Let's say you put up one layer and then another layer. So it's just as if the two pieces of schach had been together. So, but if there is a floge, so then it's two schachs. So the question is, what kind of a floge is required in order that it should be considered two schachs? So Rabune says, one type of floge is required. And Rav Chizkiya says, four tefachim, and Shmuel says, ten tefachim. Mashiach in the case of Sukkot HaKasimon. So, without any aflogi, even if it's mamish together, there is full content. So it's considered pishochetz. And it's very reasonable, very reasonable. As a matter of fact, I mean, without the Mashiach discussing it, I would say, like the Ritvo, but the Masho and Masho's brother, they both say, that the requirement of a floge applies even to the psul of Sukkot HaKasimon, not only to the psul of Sukkot, not only to the psul of Sukkot Tachasim. Now, the Balmoya we saw, that the Balmoya agrees with the Sheet of the Ritu, with that Ritu, that is so far, and that's the reason as why the Balmoya says, even though there is a distinction between Kitmo Schach and Limon or Kitmo Limon and Schach, that's only if the Limon is Chamsa and Rumi Zilso. But if the Limon is Zilso and Rumi Chamsa, then it doesn't make any difference. Why not? Because then it is possible on the score of Sukkot HaChazimon. So maybe what difference does it make whether it's given Ilon Mishach or given Mishach Ilon? And the Ramban, he applies the distinction between Kilim Mishach Ilon and Kilim Ilon Mishach, even in the case where the Ilon is still some over the Chamson. Why? Because Ramban she thinks like a Mashal and Mashal brother. That's enough for this. Now, look at the Russian of the Baramuria. Twice, the Baramuria uses a Russian culture. First time, he said this. Avon Mitzvot in Ruben Mechamsa. Avon Fisher Hofta. Im Sichas Tachta Psula. The Havon is Sukho Shetan Zimon. The coach in Im Sichas Chautabon. The Rachman of Pasu. Ki Dixi Basuki Station. The way the Sukho Shetan Zimon. The way the Sukho Shetan Zimon. The coach in Ilon Shetan Zimon. Why did he say coach in Ilon Shetan Zimon? In other words, the Baramuria is implying that there is more of a reason to pass it, Ilon Tachas HaSukkeh, Tel Sukkeh Tachas Ilon. The Baramuria says that where the Ilon is still some Ruben Mechamso, where the Ilon by itself is still some Ruben Mechamso, so then the Sukkah is Psulo under all circumstances. Even if it's Kibim Sahri, Kibim Sahri. Why? Because then it's what's one that's called of Sukkah Shetachas Ilon. So he says, so then it is possible. So even now, there are two situations. It can be here is the law, and here is the law, and here is the Sechach, and here is the Sechach, and the law, the branch of the tree is above the Sechach. Sometimes you can put the Sechach above the branch of the tree. So he says, in this case, it's also possible, even though it's given Sechach, Rimon. Caution that it's possible in the case where the branch of the Elon is hovering, is praying, beneath this. That's caution. Why is that caution? So, and then again, the Baramuria replies that. A second time. Avo Moish of Tzimtzish or Elon, Jehovah Mechamsa, in Dibas Achakosha, Avo Yachim, Mayo Klo, Benche Sikh Chadab Elon, Benche Sikh Tachta. The Havala is Sukhe Shetachasilon. The Rachmon of Pasuk. The coach in Ilon Shetachasasuk. The coach in Ilon Shetachasasuk. Again, coach in Shetachasasuk. Now, we saw that the Baramuria's, the reason is why the Baramuria says that the distinction between Kidim Sukhah and Sukhah and Kidim Sukhah and Sukhah can only be applied in the case where the Ilon is Chamsa Ulo Mitzvah. But in the case of where the Ilon is still Ulo Mechamsa, then it doesn't make any difference. Why doesn't it make any difference? Because then it's possible on the score of another psul of Basukas Ulo Yisukho Shetachas Ilon. Now, so the question is this. When you say Sukhe Shetachas Tachas Ilon is possible, and a branch of a tree, Tachas Shetachas, is also possible, is it the same psul? Both are deduced from the Pasuk Bisukas, or when the, after all, the Rosh Hashanah is like this. Rosh Hashanah is in Rosh Hashanah is Torah Pasuki Station. The Lord Bisukas Shetachas Sukkah. The Lord Bisukas Shetachas Ilon. The Lord Bisukas Shetachas. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the Lord Bilon Shetachas Sukkah? Sometimes he pushes over the branch of the tree beneath the Sechach. Here is the Sechach, and then he pushes over the branch of the tree. He do always again this way. So it is also possible. Why doesn't the Gemara mention it? Why doesn't the Gemara mention it? So he says the Gemara only says Basuki states you will be Sukkah Shetachas Sukkah, there will be Sukkah Shetachas Ilon, there will be Sukkah Shetachas Papam. But the Gemara doesn't mention the Lord be Ilon Shetachas Sukkah, Shetachas Sukkah, that the Gemara doesn't mention. But the Baramuria says, if this is possible, Allah has come to Bechamo, that Ilon Tachas Sukkah is possible. Why is Allah has come to Bechamo? Why is one more possible? More obviously possible than Sukkah Tachas Ilon. So it seems from the Balaboya, and you will see that that is the Shitya Padre Shenitu. That is the Shitya Padre Shenitu. So it seems from the Balaboya that as the Xerosakosu or Vasukas only applies to Sukotakasu. It doesn't apply to Iwantakasu. But Iwantakasasuko, if the Iwan that is placed beneath the Sakh, here is the Sakh, and here is the vine, and it pushes over the vine beneath the Sakh, and the vine itself can cast till some of the house. So then we don't have to resort to Iwantakasu. Then it's a slower possible. Why? Because Iwantakasu. Because Iwantakasu, you'll see in the Rashi, you'll see in the Rashi, further and more, when the Gemara says, No Yisuke. Itma, No Yisuke, I'm a flock in the man of a bow. Hatnach in a machine. We already learned that Gemara. When the Rachim is there, Rabbi Rabbi Barabune Amre Psuo, so Rashi doesn't say, Psuo, Rashi should say, Basukas. You know, Sukkot Shitarazimu, Yisuke Shitarazimu. Rashi doesn't say that. He doesn't mention the possible. Rashi doesn't mention Shmiz Hochim. Rashi in the Mishnah mentions Mitzchok in the other chat, but here he doesn't mention. He doesn't mention the expression Mitzchok. He doesn't mention if there's a cause of Sukkot HaKasimon, Sukkot HaKasimon. Rashi says, Psuam Mishum Eo Nafsi, Vishtakar Vilekone Mitzchok. That's not on the basis of there's a cause. When it is Sukkot HaKasimon, then it's on the basis of there's a cause. But when it's Yom Darasuke, so then it's a basis of a general principle of Ilachitzitz. We have a look of Ilachitzitz. We have a general concept of Ilachitzitz. In other words, a person to be becoming mitzvah suke must sit under the Zrach. So, of what effect is the Zrach above if there is another layer that is obstructs the Zichu of the Zrach? So, in the case where you have the Sakh beneath the branch. Then the person sits, this is the Sakh. And here you have a branch above. So the one who sits here, he's sitting under the Sikh. So without it, there's a cause of Bisukas, it would be Sheol. But only because of the Sakhoso. Sukotaka Suko Yitso, Sukotaka Sikhoso. Masheik in the case, where the human is placed beneath the Sakh, so the person sits beneath and the human, he ventures to him. But above the human, above the branch, there is Sakh. So on the contrary, because I also of the Lord Bisuko, Shitarasuko, the Lord Bisuko, Shitarasimon, there's no application. But then without the Zakosu, it's possible. Because we have to have the Zakosu that if a person sits not beneath the Sakh, even though the Sukkah has Sakh, but if it doesn't seem to be, suppose the Sakh is placed only after here, and then there is a little bit of space between the less surface of the Sakh and the big, and the person will sit here. So, Tachas out. You don't have been kind of Sukkah. So, anyway, if it's you on Tachas Sukkah, so that without it, there's a cause of it's possible. It's not easy. You don't even have to resort to a psuvu. He doesn't sit in the suke. So that's why he says konshi. That's the reason as to why the Bahamoya says konshi. Because the other lochla poches we have to resort to the zakosu from the super shitachasimon. So maybe we could argue with the mokdes of Kamletam, the mokdes of the Marshal, the Marshal's brother, that this psuvu of super shitachasimon, which is deduced from the same posik, as the psul of Sukkot HaKasuko requires a flogging, there is no flogging. Mashaykin here, even if we'll agree with the one that's on Kamletam, the Mashon, Mashon's father. But here it's not on the basis of the Xel Sakoso. Here it's a flogging because there is an Eila Chetzit. That's why the Lamuel says twice, Koshi. So he says, the Mirali, Sukkot, Ben Shesicha, Rabbi Yimon, Ani sube shtachas Iwan, the Achmona Pasla, the Konshin Iwan shtachas Asuk. Because there is no basis, whatever, to apply the requirement of Achmona. The whole Apochet is in the case of Sukhtachas Iwan. So that is why there is a basis, but he doesn't approve of it. But in the case of Iwan Tachas Asuk, so the person sits. So then we have El Chetzes, and this is what Rashi is saying in connection with Noi Sukkah and Fogi. So Rachid then Rabbi Shulzuo, Mishumayo Mavsi, Vishtakar Bole Gore Nisuke, Ula Nachman Kindle Noi Sukkah Yavidu, but Ula Kabo, but Ula Kabo. So maybe it's not El Chetzes, but when it's not Noi Sukkah, it's a question of truly, so it's not but Ula Kabo, so anyway, it's Hail Chetzit. So of course, in the case, so in other words, so even according to Ramatat, who says that, I mean Ramatat could probably agree with that, so when Ramatat is Mahshi, is Sukkot Achas, when Rabbi Tam is Marshia, a new one on top of the Srach, if the Srach is still Saburon Mechamso, so Rabbi Tam is Marshia, even though the new one is also still Saburon Mechamso, and we don't apply the psalm of Sukkot HaSimon, maybe, I mean, it's not gold, but it's Ishaya that Rabbi Tam would only be Marshia if the new one will be placed. If it will be kibbutz chav limon, and then the branch of the tree will be stretched out over the schach. So even though the branch of limon by itself is also more chamsor, Ramtam is machshir because it's kibbutz chav limon. But maybe in the case where we spread out the vine, the gefen, he will spread it out beneath the schach. So even though there is no Achlag, maybe Ramtam will remain, maybe not, but it's not both. You see, we see from the Balamoyah that when we have to resort to the psul of Sukkot HaSimon, and then we can consider the question as to whether a Achlag is required or not, that is only in the case of the branch of the tree being stretched out above the Schach. But if the branch of the tree is spread out beneath the sky, so then, according to Rashi and according to Mahmoud, then we don't have to resort to the psul of Sukkot HaSimon. Then it's on the basis of Eil HaChetzis, it's our story. Not on the basis of a special dress apostle. So in Meirei, no outlook is required, but it's not a suitable portion. The Harishim, who hold that even in the case of stretching out the gefer beneath the schach, so it's also possible on the basis of the first apostle of Basukas, and not on the basis of the general principle which has fallen or of the offenses. All right, now we want to go to the number. Now, first, let us look into the Beishamish. Ich habe mich gebrochen mit Karten. in a calm chamber. Origona, Oishikitsi song chair, with Naishi in a near itself. The austere chair, the art, Alpisha, the Vasuke in the Agefe, Oyadalas, Kibishi and Nasalishim Suki, Kioika at Slaymo, Hadasuki Stasel, the Ongo Tasel and Os. So, in other words, so the Pirusha Mishne says that when it's in kosher, if it's sikhet, all over the sakhete, if it's stretched out the vine, the branch of the tree, over the srach, so it's kosher. If the srach kosher is more, then again, that is only if it chopped off the tree, if it chopped off the branch of the tree. Now the question arises, if it chopped off the branch of the tree, so then why does the srach kosher have to be the major thing, I mean, as against the branch of the tree, chopped it off? So the branch of the tree itself is srach kosher. So what do you need? Rod of the heretofore srach kosher. Right now the branch of the heretofore branch is real srach kosher. So the answer is, because there is a psur of tassel and yos. So suppose you didn't have the srach kosher. You didn't have the srach. You had the srach kosher. And then he stretched out the branch of the tree over the srach kosher. And then he cut off the branch of the tree. So even this is more than this, it's kosher. But suppose it's not more than this, suppose it's less, suppose it's shorter than shorter, then it's not kosher. Even after he chopped it off. But the question is, who is this? He chopped off the branch. So without this hat, it should be a tzuke shayor, because he chopped it off. No, without this, it would be shayor. Why even though now it's hat kosher? Because at the time it was placed, it was mechuber. And then after he chopped it off, it became shayor. So, but he didn't place it anew, so maybe it involves the psul, or tassel and losel, unless you'll be in an aleh. So that will make a new sikhum. So it will be a new act of sikhum. But without it, you are. So even though it chops off the branch that hovers, that is on top of the star, it will still be possible. Why? Because of tassel and losel. But if they hear the force of kosher, that was kosher all the time, so is more than the branch, so then you don't have to resort to the new one. That, and as it appears from the Rambam's shot, the Rambam's shot in the Rosh Mishnah, so it appears that the Rambam explained the Gemara, and that's what the Mishnah that Yosef says. When the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, Ibishachokton, Bishachokton, the Gemara says, וחכם יצאים רוב המציאות זה מהיעבר וכל מסתר יצחק פוס ומאד יצחק כושר אמר לך פופה ביש החופה so what are the pshot in chokto? So far we saw three different pshot in chokto. The pshot of Rashi means ill manish little when one becomes intertwined with the other that the observer cannot even identify one from the other. So that's one pshot. Then the pshat in Mordechai, that chokto means that he plays the srach kosher and the srach kosher. And the srach kosher. Then the Mordechai's pshat. And then the pshat in the Baraboya, that chokto means he knocked off the number of leaves. So what's the significance of that? So that constitutes a good das, that he's not interested in the shame cast by the anot. So in many ways, we can negate its existence. We can negate its existence, its identity. So three pshat. Now the Rambam, it appears from the Pirush HaMishneh, he says chokto means, he chopped it off. What was the problem with the branch of the tree that hovered above the srach? It was mechuber. So he took an axe and he chopped it off. That's chokto. Now, so this is the Rambam's pshat. That's how it is in Mishneh. And it's much from the Pirush HaMishneh that when he says cut it off, to be to God. And without God, even God's son wouldn't be shared. So then, why would you require a new one? But if it's God's son and God, so then it's God shared without you. This is how God explains it. Now let's see. But the problem is not very clear. Now, so it appears from the very sufficient that the Rambam will more or less the cash. Vichy, Hamse, Ruber, Mitzilse, my Habe, Hokam, Starus, Rakosha, 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 Omar, Rakope, Vishakopto. So, what is the Rambam? How is Rambam, Vishakopto? He chucked off the Jew. He chucked off the Jew. And Vichy, so if this Rakosha is wrong, is against the year before the Huber, so then it is Kosha. Now let's see Rosh Hashanah. Now the Rambam, Perkei Nu Chesuk, Halacha Yudbeit, says as follows: For he says to Kosi Tachas Eilon, Ki Ho Oso Bisei Chabaris, Yidlo Olam Alei Yilon Eis, Ubadeh Bisei Chabaris, Ubadeh Bisei Chabaris, Ubadeh Bisei Chabaris, Where did he get Kotitzor? He got Kotitzor, he got it. From Chofton, this is how the Mishnah explains it. Only a Sikho, how the man shared, only if the schach is more, is wrong. But if the schach is not wrong, so then it's sure you don't cut it off. Why? Because of Tato and Nos. We will know you have to show you. Koshi Abu Tchilo say, how be there? If there is no wrong, so clean an area. So clean an area. Or you should not have to say so. He very should be a suy of the ships. That's how he thinks. Then how he thinks he said as well. Ire idomo shem isachek chmei, idomo shem isachek chmei, visicher vishneyen, aval pi shakosha, yesar aposo, psur. Psur. So in other words, Rashi says that the people is affected. If it's a real people. The Rambam says that the people is not affected. He says, Ire, what does that mean? Ire means it's not nature. So he says, Ire idomo shem isachek. בדובר שאין מסך ושיחר בשניהם אף על פי שהכושר יסר על הפוסל and it's new that it's not me care still it's true just the reverse of us שיחר בוזר לעצמי הוא בוזר לעצמי זה מצצה so that's the משנה of המקרס הוא חושב משפוטים well it's a Jason so then אם יש מסך פוסל שאין של פרוחים בוקר נכון ואין מאמצע ואין מן הצעד, הרי זה פסול. Now, there is a מחלוקת between the Magnishne and the Kesef Mishne. And the Magnishne, apparently, on the Sput the Rambam, the way the Rambam is in the Rambam. Now let's see that. That's all it's like. Here in Dovro Shem Yisach, in Dovro Shem Yisach, Yisich HaMishne, Abba Pisha Koshya, Omar Avro, Goyixi Shishon, Vidova Zeshni Pong, He said that I'm going to read the same halacha twice. First, you see, the Rambam is very sharp. But you can see from the sharpness of the Rambam towards the Rambam that the Rambam had great respect for the Rambam. Because the sharp expressions that the Rambam uses against the Rambam cannot be compared with the sharp expressions that the Rambam uses against the Rambam. Not the Shah, it's against the Rambam. So, and you see that the Rambam read every os of the Rambam. So, nothing omitted his attention. So here the Rambam mentioned the same halacha twice. In halacha Yudbeit, he says, the Hebrew, Olelo alei roi su badeyen visich et haldamon v'hatach kotzitzot im hoi asich et hal b'mehem k'sheho v'im hoi asich et k'shehoyo kosha mitchilose hal b'mehem tzor nechlinanei ha'yitzot achach tzisoso kidei shita'asu yom v'shei suha So that word, so he says that Yivu is effective only if he's gated but if he's not gated So the people is not affected. Yehud is not affected. That's our he rates. But then our Hebrew said the same thing. He reiterated the same. Our Hebrew in which we hope is not effective. So, even Dover Shem is Sakharim Bay, the Dover Shem is Sakharim Bay, the Sikhar Shem, Avon Pishakosha, yes, our apostle. Sure. But the same Aloha that was mentioned in Aloha. In our Hebrews, but in our Hebrews he mentioned that in connection with the Psul of the Chuber. Here he mentions that in connection with other Psulim. The other Psulim is also Chuber. Let's say, go on, come to me. So he says, the same Aloch he mentions, that even though you have, if you have a new, a mixture of Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher, and it's newer, it's not nikya, and the Schach Kosher is raw, so it's still possible. It's still possible. So the Rambam reiterates the same Aloha. So the Rambam says, "Oh, Rambam, we need to see some of the devil's head stay for it. The Yitzirim in my son will be for it. The Yitzirim in my son will be for it. The Yitzirim in my son will be for it. The Yitzirim in my son will be for it. It's now." So, how is it Mashma from the Rosh Hashanah the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah the Rambam understands Choptom in the sense of Kotzitzah. But the Rambam didn't understand the Rambam that way. And I would say is, when Shani Bishachoptos, the room before is there, the Chaber, she increased on the Zed, Hakosha the Atzmei, the Apostle the Atzmei. Because from the Mishnah, from Karas Kosek, is put in the that if this Hakosha is placed adjacent, this Hakosha, so then it is Kosha. Machlekit between Rabunet Rei Rav Yishua and Rav Popes, whether it has to be raw or Shani Bishachoptos also Kosha. Right. There are some who say, the Magnishne says in the Rambam, that even Rav Kope, who says in the Mechitzes, that Poros came with his kosher, but by Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher, Rav Kope will be made that if Shabbat Bishabbat is possible, only by Mechitzes. Because for the same reason, that's what the Magnishne says in the Rambam. But the other is came in saying that this is not as good as Rambam. But the Magnishne says in the Rambam, that even now there is a machlokes between Rav Kope and Rabbeinu Tzvi Yehuda Rav Yishua in regard to mechitzes. Pogut came with whether it's kosher or it's possible. So the shita of Rav Kope is that Pogut came with this kosher. The shita of Rabbeinu Tzvi Yehuda Rav Yishua is that Pogut came with is possible by mechitzes. Now, by Schach and Avir, Pogut came with, so most the shaykhs say that it's certainly possible, even according to Rav Kope. Rav Netzam is the one who says that according to Rav Kope, who says, Prophets can even discuss about the Chitzes, and we pass to like Rav Kope, so then, if the Adil on top is Shoveh B'Shoveh, with the Kanim on top, so it's also possible. But Rashi, the Ram, all that other Shem say no. Here, because of the Kizuzem Yomayo, Ki Bilel, Ki Yisra Yotachas. So according to the Pshat, Rashi, and most ashamed, so by Tzeir, Shoveh B'Shoveh is not kosher. In other words, why is it kosher? Because if on top the total quantity of Schach is equal to the total quantity of vacant space, so at the bottom there will be more sunshine than shade. So that's the reason. But Rav Netzam says that even in that case, according to Rav Kope is kosher. But all the other Rishonim, all the Rishonim agree that in the case where you don't have any other, but you have Schach Kosher and you have Schach Kosher, in other words, you put a thread of a width of the Tvachim, and then you put a metal bar of the width of the Tvachim. Then again, you place adjacent to it a metal, a conic of the width of two tefachim, and then again a metal bar of the width of two tefachim. So according to all the Shemini, according to Rav Kope, he says, Pogut came in his kosher, so here too it will be kosher. When do all the Shemim except for Rav Netzam say that it's possible if the Adil and the Schach is Shoveh B'Shoveh? But if the Schach Kosher and the Schach possible is Shoveh B'Shoveh, then all the Shemim say that according to Rav Kope, who says that in Chitzes the Torah says it's kosher, he is also kosher. But the Magnish says that according to the Rambam, in view of the fact that in regard to the case of Agir and Tzchach kosher Shabbat Mishabbat, it's possible, according to most Hashemim, not the Shidah from the Tav, so in many ways, Tzchach kosher and Tzchach possible Shabbat Mishabbat will also be possible. Because since there has to be more tzeil, since there has to be more tzeil than avir, there has to be more tzeil than avir, since there has to be more schach than avir, so in many ways the tzeil that is cast by the schach kosher should be more than the tzeil that is cast by the schach kosher. And if you shall be shown, it's possible. So the Ramishne, according to Ramishne in the Rambam, according to Ramishne's Pshat in the Rambam, so not only if you have Shabbat Mishabbat, Adir and Tzach Kosher, is possible. That is possible according to most of the Shem, except for the Shidah Ramadan. But even though it's possible like Shikab Kopei in the Chizis, the Paul's Hebrew is possible. But according to Ramishne's Pshat in the Rambam, so not only, so the Rambam Pshat is that not only when the total quantity of the Tzchach Kosher is Shabbat Mishabbat with the total quantity of the vacant space, so it's possible, but even when there is no vacant space, but you put the kone, you put the bar, you put the kone, bar, you kone, bar, and the width of each kone is the same as the width of each bar. So it's also possible. Alright. So he says like this. אמר אבו, ואיזה ששון בדבר זה שתי פעמים, והציעו עם השון כמדמור, וכסיך רחב מהם היה לו, בו כמסתר יש לך פוס, ומשנה בשחוק טוב, והוא מפור איזה המחבר שהפחיד על זה. So the right say is that the call of the Rambam, Chokton means the freedom. In other words, the freedom, not Miurev is a Maya. If it's Miurev, it's a Resort. But not Miurev is a Maya. Vishy freedom. זה מזה, הכושר בעצמא והכושר בעצמא ואם הלוכה מקבל ואף על פי שיש לך חצוץ עלו ממה שאום פה תחתינו שירו ואני חצו לו וכאן יהיה לו למה לו מעשרים איסטרי חרי מה הוא ניתן במיק זה דיו כמו מצטר יש לך כושר כל so והוכה לקיר את פלאו מקום פה כן עוד הוא יש לו לפרשם now if you consider there is a difficulty in the washing, because if we assume that the Raiwe that Sodges and Ramoya is the same Raiwe as the Raiwe that Sodges, and it is assumed by most possibly that it's the same Raiwe, because there are two Raiwes. There was the Raiwe Balashku, who is the father-in-law of this Raiwe, and both are the same names, and the same name of the fathers. One's name was Rabbi Dron, then Dogi, then the other one's name was about one and dog. One is about Hashir, that was the father of that's the first Haile. And this, the Haile of Asogias, is the second Haile. Now, everybody knows that the Haile of Asogias and the Rambam, that's the Haile of Hashem. The question is, the Haile of Asogias and the Rambam. So, is it the Haile of Hashem or Haile of Hashem? So, one Haile that is the same Haile, because the sharpness of the Haile and the Asogis and the Rambam is the same as the sharpness in the Asogis of the Haile and the Rambam, the same. And the Loshim, I mean, using just a few words, I mean, and to leave many words unsaid, but all the Poskim say that it's the same Haile. But there is a spirit. In the Haile, in the Asogis and the Rambam, so we see, so he explicitly spells it out that the Balamoya's Giyose, which is Ramutan's Giyose, is an incorrect Giyose. And the correct Giyose is Rashi's Giyose. That's the highlight in the Asogis and the Balamoya. But here, the way it appears here in the highlight, Tak, Ba'adha Pishyesh La'achisolo, Vimashomu, Takhtin of Shevo, Vedin of Suo, Vikaimre Elgeno, Vimayo Mesri, according to Rashi's Giyose, which is the right Giyose according to the highlight of Balasogis and the Balamoya. So we can't tell why we say chesed. According to Rabbi Tam's Giyose, So we can with that daily all the matter mystery and the main of the matter mystery. So the deal of the Reihe in his Asogis and Armonia is definitely explicitly like the deal of Rashi, that we can with our Bayer is a But here he mentions a text that appears to be like the deal of Ramadan. That's only true according to the Gilse of Abletam and Ramoye, not the Gilse of Rashi. Now it's the same Raivet, I know the Poskim say that it's the same Raivet, I mean, no one says there is an extra Simen in Sikham of Shiyotet, of Utenira, where he discusses that question, whether the Raivet, Balasoges, and the Rambam is the same Raivet as the Raivet, Balasoges, and the Ramoye or not. And he mentions many, many Raivets that it's the same. So the question is, over there, he rejects the Gilse of Rambam, the Ramoye's Gilse. And he says that the right Gilse is the Gilse of Rashi. And here he mentions, Tachin of Shiro and Yenu Psuo, the Kaimer and Yenu, the Mayo Besri, according to Rashi's Gilse, the Kaimer Tavaye, we say it as him. So that's the problem, that in the Raivet here, in the Raivet and the Ramoya, and also in the Ramban, we see the same thing. Many times, many, many passages, the certain words are missing. So all right, from Sazalman, so in Zacharias, he supplied a few words. Otherwise, you can't understand it. So I think, I'm sure, that here also there is a word missing. So he says, the Raivet understood. I mean, it's very strange. And why didn't the Raivet understand the Rambam the way that a Christian understands the Rambam? That the Rambam explained Kofto in the sense of Kofto. I mean, when you look at the Gerusha Mishnah, you see that this is how the Rambam explained Kofto. So the Raivet understood that the Rambam understood Kofto in the sense of a freedom. Or in the sense of the trigger. Why? Because of Rashi's worship. The Amiforesh, Chvote, Krishe, Oin Shrife, and Tei. So apparently, Rashi says, the one who is Miforesh, who understands Chofton in the sense of Katitzor, is Tei. I mean, because there is such a chat. That's the chat of the Rambam, according to the Mishnah, So Rashi says that the one, I mean, Rashi lived before the Rambam, but if the Rambam explained Kofton in the sense of Kofton, so the Rambam Shemim before Rashi or the time of Rashi, who explained it the same way. So Rashi says, "Hamiporesh chvote priche ifei," and then he says, "Hamiporesh chvote priche o ishlife." So in other words, there was some Rishenim who understood chvote to have the meaning of Kofton, and there was some Rishenim who understood chote in the sense of shife, mafri, hakode. That's why the Raivet, because the Rambam says, even though this is the reason as to why the Raivet understood the Rambam that way, in spite of the fact that the notion of the Rambam Pirusha Mishne tends to indicate that the Rambam understood chote in the sense of kotot. But because of this Rosh Rambam, what he do? Even if the Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah in the Sikhar Mishnei Yemach of Mishach Rosh Hashanah Yisrael Akos of Zuhu. Sikhar was the Ha'atzmi, was the Ha'atzmi, in other words, it was separated. But he placed one adjacent to the other. Then it's Rosh. So in other words, the Raivet understood that the Gemara has the Kasha, the Chicham Tzom Yehuda Mitzil Tzom, my Havir Konstarev Chachos Balizach Kosher. So even though it's Mure, it should still, this is how the Raivet assumed the Rambam understood the Gemara's Kasha. Because the match museum that when Kobe says that if the Tzach Tachas Ilo is Hamsom Ubo Mitzvot Zim Sheho, so of the Hezbat is the case where the Ilon and the Tzach are human, are intertwined in the communion with one another. So Kobe is saying that if the Ilon, the virtual Ilon, is Hamsom Ubo Mitzvot Zim, it is Sheho. So, the problem is what is the cash against God, why the chamber? If it's human, so it should be sooner because it's the status of Hakosha, and you cannot say it to the world. And the Union points out that there is no bit of the world regarding Hakosha and Hakosha. This is how, that's definitely she's a number, that bit of the world is not effective regarding the mixture of Hakosha and Hakosha. So the Yontef explains it, and that's not only the Shkiz Rambam, but the Yontef says the Rambam has to be said in many, many shapes, except in Rashi. And even in Rashi, we have to say that like oneness of the Yontef in certain situations. But the Yontef says it in the Rambam. The Kashi against the Rambam means, the Rambam says, that if you didn't cut off, chop off the branches of the tree, then even though the Shakosha is wrong, so it's still possible. Is still possible, even though the branch of the tree does not give tzilzah on the chamsa. Chamsa on the tzilzah is still possible. Only if it chops it off. Why did he not chop it off? But people know. So the Yontef say, Shinas Rambam means that people has the effect of being mafkiyai shemisya, of being mafkiyai chalushem, chalushemisya, chalushemsu. But people does not have the effect of conferring the Chalashem. Tzach, even by Tzach, there would be only Aloche, certain Tzachos are possible. So then there could be vision. But by Tzach, the Aloche is, it has to have this Shem Tzachos. It has to have the Chalashem Tzachos. So you cannot, if you are married, possible with Kosher. If you are married, kosher party with possible party. You couldn't say Isanakaleta. You couldn't say Isanakaleta. Why? Because people has the effect and the capacity of being Makia Ichaushe, Eshemisera, Ishepsu. But people should have the effect of converting Ichaushe. That people cannot do. Now, here, it's not just Aloche, Mechuber. Mechuber has Ishepsu. If the Aloha had been, Mechuna had a Shepsu, the man he cannot use it for Tzach. So then people could have the effect of being Mafkia the Shepsu, of Mechuna, of Mikabu Tume, and so on, of any given Kaki. In order to be a Sukhet Shevo, it must have a Shem of Tzach Koshe. It's not enough that the Shem Posel is spoken. It sounds a little, you know, sophisticated. I mean, and very thin distinction. But this is the pshat that the Yontef says in the Rambam. And it's not egoyim in any way, because it's not the Aloche that it's not just the Aloche that certain schoches are possible. The Aloche is you have to put down schach kosher. And in order that the sukkah should be a sukkah shero, so the tzach has to have a chalushem of tzachosh. It has to have a chalushem of tzachosh. Not just certain tzachosh as apostle. If that had been the other thing, so then the Rambam would agree that there is such a thing as people. No. In order that the sukkah should be a sukkah shero, so the tzach has to have a chalushem tzachosh. So the main is not trying to say people. Suppose you have a mixture of tzitzes that is kosher, tzitzes that is possible, batim that is kosher, batim that is possible. The film and the bivol. Even if you have more than one, you have shishim. I mean, not that it makes a difference. You couldn't say a kimandoleser. Kimandoleser is only that the shem isel is but the identity is lost. The identity of the Shemisa is spoken. But people of the world cannot transfer Chalushem. So when these people are actually going to come down? When Kos. So then it is Hakos. It has a Kalishem Hakos. It's God itself. Without people it has a Kalishem Hakos. But in this case it is possible because at the time it was raised, it was possible. So remember Kasavin also. That's only a mean of the truth. But there is no chisom in the Halishem Hakosha in the branches. He chopped it off. So he cares. The branches by themselves already in their own merit they have a Halishem Hakosha. But in this case, without the Nuah, it would be possible because it doesn't know. So then we say it's wrong. So maybe the show is wrong. So the show is wrong. Anyway, this is. So the Rambam explained, the Rambam assumed that the Makshe, when the Makshe asked, the Chacham Son Rukha Mitzil Son Ayave, Hokha Mitzvah is Rachkos Vaz Rachkosheya. So the Makshe assumed that when Rabbi says, that the Yuram is Chacham Son Rukha Mitzil Son, so the Sukh Da Hasilon is Kosheya, Rabbi had reference to the case where it was the Choptun of Rashi, the Makshe, in other words, where it was Yuram. So you want to have the Kashe, so why did it Yuram? And say in care. But Bitu Berob should make the year before Srachos from Yehuber, which he does not have a Chaloshem Srachosher, that it should acquire a Chaloshem Srachosher. Come I have it? How come it's not a Srachos about Srachosher? So the Gemara says that when Rode says that in the branch of Yehuber is Chamson Rubin Mitzilso, then it is Kosher, Rode has referenced the case of Choptom. In other words, not when he plays and intertwine the branch of the tree with the sky, but it just separated the branch of the tree from the sky. And here in the sky, he put a branch of the tree. And there was no branch here. And here there was again sky. So he didn't put branch of the tree. So he placed the branches of the tree in the vacant space. So it's like the Mishneh of Mekaras Sukkosi Mishpudi. This is how the Ayven understood the Rambam's Pshat Mishneh. So yes, the Kashi was from the Gemara. So in other words, when it's a fossil, that's the one is Yuren. But if one stands by itself, not Yuren, not commingled, so the Melech, then it is Kosher. They're called the Rambam. So the Ayven assumed one thing, which is not so important to Rambam, that if there is a distinction between being Yuret and standing intact by itself, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's standing separate on a horizontal plane or it's standing separate on a vertical. So just as in the case of Abkaris Yukos Abishmuni, so he puts a corner of Schach and then a bar of bed, and then a corner of Schach, and a bar. So on the horizontal plane, they are placed separately. So it's kosher. So what difference does it make whether they are placed, the Schach kosher and Schach kosher, are placed separately, not commingled one with another on a horizontal plane, or they are placed separately, not commingled together on a vertical plane? So, and still we see from the Gemara of Sukkot, of Sukkot HaSukkot, Bomish Tachtin of Sheva, of Elien of Tzuo. So it's referred, because Zimnin, the Elien of the Mayo Maestri, so then it would be paid. It would be possible. With the eyes of the possible. So the Tachtin is that even when it's the Mayo Maestri, it should be possible, the Tachtin should be possible with Tachtin. But in the case where the Elien will be the Mayo Maestri, so then the Tachtin will be possible with the eyes. But it's not the Umeh. This Tachino stands in tech, and the Yemeno stands in tech. That's a Kashi, but that's no Kashi. Well, even if we say that the Rambam explained the Gemara of Choptom, that in the sense of placing, being Mafti, of placing the Schach Kosher separately, so it's only in the case when the Schach Kosher is adjacent to the Schach Kosher, when they are placed separately on the horizontal plane. Then it's kosher. Masherim came. So then, you see, if they are three separately and are encountered by them, so then each one casts each name, gives it there,
should say, independently of that. There is no integration. If you play sometimes Kosovo, so you have a country, two trochen wine, and then you pick the place adjacent to it, a bag of metal, two trochen wine. So the cone gives shape, and the bar of metal gives shape. But there is no integration in the casting of the shape. Each one functions separately, independently. So it doesn't pass. Mashaikim when they are yuchet, let's say when they are intertwined. So people, there isn't. So then there is an integrated casting of shadow, of shade. So then it's possible. Then it is the soul of Mitzvah, Shachosu, Vanas, Shachosha. So the melee in the case where it's placed separately, and in vertical plane, but the one above the other, so then again there is an integrated casting of shade by the Shachosher and the virtual tree. So even if we say that the Rambam explains the more in Shachotva in the sense of freedom, so when is the freedom violated? When it's placed separately adjacent to the kosher and the horizontal plane. But if it is placed separately on the vertical plane, so then it's not violated. What are the differences of the terrorists against communal marriage? What's the result in communal marriage? Because then it doesn't cast its shade independently and separately. But with the integration, in an integrated manner. So the two schoches, the kosher and the posel, if they are legal, so the two schoches cast the shade together, like one thing. But when it's placed adjacent, so this cast is shade separately, independently, and this separately, independently. So as long as this, the schoches, cast the shade, it tilts on the roof of the chamsah. The chamsah by itself, so who did that? So we deny, we negate the existence of the metal bars. But in the case where they are commingled together, you cannot negate it. Because they take the shape together in an integrated manner. And suppose it's separate, but on a vertical plane. So it's again together, you see. So it's again together. So this is what I say. Go to the gate of blood. We call the kimono Yeshua. The Magnishne. Agrees with the Rambam that the Rambam understood Chofton in the sense of Yitridon, but the Magnishne says, according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Yitridon, this is what Magnishne means, in the horizontal plane, and the Yitridon in the vertical plane. Because the Mishne says, in the Pashto, you can see it from the version of the Rambam's Mishne, that Chofton, according to the Rambam, means Chofton. All right, let's leave that one.